If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process, and which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And for a community connection on AM 1400 this morning, talking with Catherine Donaldson. She is a spokesperson for the Coalition for Medicare Choices. That's a national grassroots coalition of more than 2 million seniors and disabled individuals working year-round to protect individuals enrolled in the Medicare Advantage plans. And coalition members, they live in all 50 states and communicate with members of Congress about issues that affect Medicare and Medicare Advantage coverage. And first of all, thank you for calling in, Catherine. I appreciate the you. I don't know what's going on with my tongue. I think I washed my tongue last night, Catherine. Can't do a thing with it. I apologize. Yeah, I appreciate talking with you this morning.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me on, Charlie.
And Medicare Advantage. Let's back up in time just a little bit. President Johnson enacted Medicare legislation in the mid-60s. First of all, there was Medicare A and B, and then we've populated out with Medicare D for drug and C for the Advantage programs. And I don't know, another 20 years, we may have a whole Medicare alphabet. But Medicare Advantage programs, short one-sentence descriptor, and I'll have you fill in the blanks. It adds an extra layer of Medicare items that are not available under the traditional Medicare plans. It goes all the way out to Silver Sneakers plans. It includes some dental, some other options that just were not either not available or not thought of to be included in Medicare back when President Johnson did all the initial legislation to give us what we know today as Medicare.
Well, that's great, Charlie. I think that was a really good background history. And you're right, it is a little bit of alphabet soup when you get into A, B, C, and D when you're talking about Medicare. But you're right, that Medicare Advantage was formed in the late 1990s under the Clinton administration as what we call Part C.
Right.
But it's offered through health insurance providers, so private plans, and as one as a partnership between the public and private sector. So what that means is because it's offered through a private health plan, it allows for more innovation, more flexibility, and more choice for consumers. So often, and you touched on this a little bit, it includes additional benefits to patients. So often at no extra cost, including dental, vision, fitness memberships, mental health care. The list goes on and on, but studies have really shown that Medicare Advantage plans cost the same as Medicare or even less, but offer more comprehensive benefits and value to seniors.
So would you say that those extra benefits, the vision, I think, I'm not sure if it includes hearing aids and some of the other things that Medicare doesn't, but all the other benefits as you wrap it around Medicare, that is the major advantage for the C-type programs as opposed to just a straight Medicare A and B?
Yeah, so I think there are several different benefits. So that's one part of it. But I think there are really three core reasons that seniors choose a Medicare Advantage plan over a traditional Medicare plan. And that's choice, that's innovation, and it's affordability, right? So those additional benefits, vision, hearing, dental, fitness memberships, but there's also prescription drug programs. There's plans that are available in some states at $0 premiums. There's caps on out-of-pocket costs. So you've got that financial security and that affordability, but then those additional benefits that offer more comprehensive care for seniors.
So those would be the things that someone might be interested in when they enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan then?
Exactly.
Benefits advantage to the typical individual. I guess I could say, first of all, choice is good. Are there some physicians that really encourage people look at those type C plans as far as the benefits and advantages for somebody that chooses that type of enrollment?
Right. So I can't speak on behalf of physicians, but I think that, health insurance providers and physicians work closely together with the patient to find a plan that best fits their needs. But, individuals can go to Medicare.gov or they can call 1-800-MEDICARE and they can find the Medicare Advantage plan offerings in their state. Mm-hmm. And select one that best fits their needs based on their, provider that they would like to see, based on some of the benefits that they're offering. They might be more interested in, like you said, a hearing benefit or a vision benefit, or they might have one doctor that they go to, so they book for a plan that has that doctor in network.
Well, I went to MedicareChoices.org, and at least there they're saying somewhere above 127,000 Oklahomans use a Medicare Advantage health care plan. So at least the numbers are bearing out that a fair number of people have made that choice.
Yes, absolutely. That's correct. And nationwide, 20 million individuals have now chosen a Medicare Advantage plan. That's about one-third of Medicare recipients overall, and we've seen about a 90% satisfaction rate as well.
Okay. Looking at some of the things that that particular website gave some survey information, 94% say they're satisfied with the quality, 90% say they like it for value, and 89% say they chose it particularly for some of the preventative care coverages that are there. So at least the type of things that you and I were talking about is kind of borne out in some of the survey information, too. This has become a pretty partisan issue. It seems as though former President Obama had some criticism for it. I don't know if it's straight left-right criticism or whether it's just, different viewpoints on it. But seems as though Washington is pretty well disagreeing on whether this is a better advantage over the traditional A and B part. Was that a fair statement?
Charlie, we've actually found, being based in D.C., we found that there's a lot of bipartisan support for this program. I mean, year over year, not only do we continue to see additional enrollment, but we see support from members across the aisle. I mean, just in 2018, 363 members of Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, signed two letters in support of Medicare Advantage program. That includes, your Senators Lankford and Senator Inhofe, very much in support of the Medicare Advantage program and the choice that it offers to seniors. Medicare Advantage is one of those things that I think is really a win-win across the board for policymakers, for taxpayers, and for Americans.
Okay. Well, that's nice to hear. I'm trying to look at both items in the news and also trying to take advantage of some of the surveys and just get information out there. Do people pick up the Plan C information the same place they would go for other Medicare supplement as far as a local insurance provider and that sort of thing?
Yep, that can all be found on Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE. But if they're interested in getting a little bit more involved and, reaching out to their congressmen or their politicians and really supporting the Medicare Advantage program, we encourage them to go to MedicareChoices.org, which you were talking about earlier, which has some additional information and testimony from people who have Medicare Advantage plans across the country.
Yeah, you said that some of these plans can include no out-of-pocket expense, so apparently they haven't built in a lot of cost-sharing that maybe people would criticize on some of these other plans.
Exactly. Like I said before, a lot of times Medicare Advantage programs are just as affordable or more affordable than a traditional Medicare program, and that really speaks to the flexibility that's been offered to you know, health plans and innovation that comes from that.
When we talk to the folks as they enroll in the Part D programs for their prescription drug coverage, and I assume it's similar in the Part C, there's probably a list of either formulary medications that this one covers and kind of look at how Pharmacy X and Pharmacy Y compare with the formulary that's in some of these plans, and seniors need to do a little bit of homework when they're choosing a plan.
Yes, that's true, but there's actually a plan finder tool on Medicare.gov where seniors can go and type in some of the items or services that are most important to them, mm-hmm. and they can find a list of plans that offer those services.
Yeah, good.
But yes, you're correct, but there'll be different formularies.
Yeah, so there is the information out there that someone is looking for a particular dentist or a particular hearing information or whatever it might be, they're looking for diabetes care or something, that they can kind of find the information and how that would relate to their financial setup and choosing the best plan for them.
Yes, absolutely correct.
The coalition itself, you say you're in all 50 states and talking with legislators, I assume to try and promote legislation that would make the plans better for people, make them more affordable, and also I'm not sure how they're all funded, but I assume how they interface with the Medicare system through the government resources.
Right, absolutely. So this organization was founded in 1999, to continue to support the Medicare Advantage program and encourage our policymakers here in D.C. to continue. I think the biggest thing is to continue to protect it. Mm-hmm. We're finding that it's working for seniors, it's working for Americans, it's working for taxpayers, and over the years, it's just gotten better. So we're seeing now that through our organization that seniors are coming together and saying, hey, you know, we want to talk to people who are making policy and maybe considering cuts to the program and encourage them not to do that because we love our plan, we love the choices, we love our doctors and the services offered, and it's really affordable. So I think the fact that this organization was created is a testament to how much value the Medicare Advantage program brings to people.
Are there, when we talk about the wellness benefits on this, as far as, you know, getting in front of a doctor for some different things that maybe Medicare wouldn't cover, what are you hearing from seniors on some of those programs? Do they say this is worthwhile and something that they particularly chose as far as going for Medicare Part C?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's not only that access to a range of benefits, it's also access to preventative services. So it's those services that keep people well. And you'll see on the website, we actually have a video testimony from Medicare Advantage recipients who are talking about some of the ways that this program keeps them living their best life and keeps them doing the things that they love doing every day. And at the end of the day, that's what's most important, right? It's keeping people healthy, keeping them active, and offering them the services they need to accomplish that goal.
Are you seeing comments or maybe just statistics that bear that out when it comes to, I don't know, emergency room visits or things as far as rehabilitative work for, I know knees and hips and everything else become a problem as we age. So I'm sure people are trying to, preserve those joints or maybe get in front of a surgeon and say, you know, this knee has bothered me since I'm 30. What can I do for it? And that sort of thing.
Yeah, Charlie, that's a really great question and a great point. And I don't have stats off the top of my head, but I can tell you that there have been several studies around Medicare Advantage that have shown that they reduce ER visits, they reduce those emergency care that comes when, you know, you aren't able to get the preventative care and the primary care that's needed. So, yes, I can tell you that over the years, it has been shown that Medicare Advantage does reduce those long hospital stays and those ER visits.
One of the numbers that I saw, and I'm sure it's a range, and probably this is a national average. Some places are probably higher or lower, but readmission to hospitals, once you're in, the likelihood of going back was somewhere around 13-20% lower for people who were on the Medicare Advantage plan versus traditional Medicare. Is that an accurate figure?
Yes, that's something around the numbers that I've heard as well.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to do my homework, trying to make sure that I'm getting as much good information out there for the listeners as I can. When it comes to choices, you probably don't have a list of providers for Northeast Oklahoma, Southeast Kansas, but generally speaking, are there quite a few choices of providers and choices of premium rates and that sort of thing?
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things we hear from the seniors at the Coalition for Medicare Choice is the fact that they can see the doctor that they like, and the networks are pretty broad and comprehensive. But there is a full list, like I said before, on Medicare.gov mm-hmm. that folks can go and look and make sure that the doctor they have is in network for their Medicare Advantage plan.
I think that is becoming more and more important just for health care coverage in general as networks grow or you shrink and you see single providers with only one or two networks as opposed to what we might have had 8 or 10 or 12 or 15 years ago. So just trying to cover that one for you as well. You mentioned the website medicare.gov, and I know I've went to the one that I found a lot of information on. That was medicarechoices.org. Those are two that I know people can go to. Are there other sources that we can recommend to folks just for some good authoritative non-biased information?
Absolutely. I think those two are great. I think calling 1-800-MEDICARE is really helpful as well. But I think those are the two best that I've found thus far.
Medicare plans in general, you either have to have a life event like turning 65, or there are certain enrollment periods for like Part D and that sort of thing. How does enrollment for Part C work? Is it calendar based, or is that something you can switch whenever you have a whim, or how does all that work?
Yeah, great question. So there's two ways. So like you said, there's enrollment. You'll typically get a notification before you turn the age of 65, but you may enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan about 3 months before you turn 65. However, there's another opportunity throughout the year to enroll in a plan, and that's during what we call an annual enrollment period. And that happens every year from October 15th through December 7th. So at that time, Americans can go on and choose a Medicare Advantage plan that best fits their needs. But if they do have a certain life event, there are certain circumstances where they can choose a plan outside of those two typical time frames.
Okay, so again, that's information that's available probably on Medicare.gov, so people can go there and find out something about that or ask their insurance provider.
Absolutely.
Catherine, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate the information. We've covered a fair amount, but I'm sure as maybe we've started some questions for some folks that they can start looking at Medicare Advantage, see if it's a plan that will work as well for less money or better for them overall, and find out more about how they can get plugged in. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Charlie. Have a good one.
You too. Again, we've been talking with Catherine Donaldson, spokesman for the Coalition for Medicare Choices, and this is AM 1400 K1, our community connection this morning brought to you by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. More coming up in just a moment.
It's now time for the Outdoor Showcase. Here's your host, Greg Merritt.